the rest of the story. Anna was already late for her charity meeting in Greenwich Village, so she walked a little faster. That was one factor. She was rushing more than she was watching. In addition, Anna lived on East 74th Street. That was the Manhattan neighborhood with which she was familiar, not the one through which she was presently hurrying. Also, it was raining. And there was yet another factor. The young man behind the wheel of the station wagon was not paying attention. Add those and you have the ingredients of the accident that's about to occur. Anna stepped off the 8th Street curb. The station wagon, preparing to park, backed up. Anna looked up. The driver looked up, but too late. The rear bumper of the station wagon knocked Anna to the pavement hard. The driver jammed the gear shift into park and bolted from the car. Anna, her vision a momentary blur, struggled to an elbow, gazed up into the face of the terrified young man. She could not yet distinguish his features, but she could distinguish something which at that moment was infinitely more significant to her. The man who had knocked her down was black. This is the rest of the story. Anna was a print and television journalist. As such, she was keenly aware of public perceptions. She was also keenly aware of the accelerating civil rights movement in the year 1960 and of the nationwide attention lavished on practically any use or incident in which race was involved. So, whether the motorist who had just struck her down with his station wagon now recognized her, which he apparently did not, was irrelevant as far as Anna was concerned. What she now hastily pondered was what people might say about this accident, especially people who, for the sake of justifying a racist point of view, would use this young black man to deride all young black men. Anna, still lying near the curb, glanced around. People were staring from both sides of 8th Street. More but a moment, she turned to the frightened driver who was kneeling beside her. "You must do something for me," she whispered. "Anything," the young man answered. "Do you promise?" "Yes." Whereupon Anna quietly told him to return to his car quickly and drive away. "Immediately," she added. The young man tried to argue. After all, she might need a doctor, he pleaded, but Anna rose to her feet as gracefully and unobtrusively as she could and repeated sternly, "Immediately." So the stranger got back in his station wagon, got in. After another worried glance over his shoulder, he drove off. You may never have seen Anna's television program, Prospects of Mankind. You may never have read any of her books, her columns, her articles. But from this day to your last, you will carry a picture in your mind of a 75-year-old woman motioning, "Hurry, go," to a young black man on 8th Street in Greenwich Village. A woman who then hobbles away on torn ligaments, trying to hide the pain from passersby behind a quite familiar smile. A smile known to millions through the years. The smile belonging to journalist, lecturer, political activist, and former First Lady, Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. Now you know the rest of the story.